Illinois farmers have a lot of questions about U.S. trade policy, like when the dispute with China will get resolved or if the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will pass through Congress. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye speaks with farmers this week to provide some answers. She was a featured speaker at yesterday's Illinois Farm Bureau Income and Innovations Conference in Normal. WGLT's Ryan Denham caught up with her about the outlook for exports through the lens of trade, treaties, and tariffs.
I think the way I'd have to describe it best is muddled. There's a lot of things going in favor of U.S. ag exports. The fundamentals that have always been true about U.S. agriculture are still there. We're still a low-cost producer of most items. We have a strong transportation system, and we're reliable suppliers. Coupled, unfortunately, on the producer side with fairly low commodity prices, but that makes us pretty competitive in a global market. Now, that being said, the policy side has become more challenging over the last couple of years. I think the discussion on trade has changed. I don't know if that's forever change or just short term, but certainly the situation we find ourselves in with China casts a lot of shadows onto U.S. ag exports. Last year was down from 2017, and we're expecting a further decline in 2019 as compared to last year. So continuing downward pressure from China, even though we're getting a lot of pickup of additional purchases from other partners.
Well, speaking of the shadow being cast with the situation with China, I imagine it would be easy to be pessimistic. You attend a conference like this, and you're hearing things, you're getting updates on where things stand, and it's obviously a challenging time for farmers right now. What do you want people to take away from your remarks? What is sort of the mood you're going to be trying to strike with where we are, where we're going?
Well, certainly it's not all doom and gloom. There's the administration has been working hard with the House Democrats, with Congress at large, to try to get USMCA passed. Certainly we've welcomed a lot of our members from all over the United States into our offices in D.C., making those Hill visits. So certainly from the standpoint of USMCA, the revision of NAFTA, there's a lot, I think, to be positive about. That agreement, as we know, has done a lot for U.S. agriculture. We went from exporting about $9 billion per year prior to that agreement to $40 billion per year. So, you know, about a third of U.S. ag exports now go to Canada and Mexico. We know how important that market is. And I think once we get this passed through Congress, it really sets the stage for other trade partners that the U.S. is willing and able to complete trade agreements, and then we can get them passed through Congress. That will be incredibly important, I think, for U.S. agriculture, for the U.S. economy at large. But as we look forward to engaging in new trade agreements or maybe more positive expansions of trade, that certainly sets a positive tone. But I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish. There's a lot of headwinds as well. Unfortunately, on the China side, I think an outcome is not a positive outcome or total resolution of our issues with China isn't on the near horizon. So it's a balancing act of staying positive on trade and recognize how important it is to the industry and trying to seek new opportunities while still paying a lot of attention to that big market that has been challenging the last couple of years.
And I want to get back to USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, but a couple more questions on China. As trade negotiations have gone on between the U.S. and China, has China actually bought some amount of soybeans? Has it been enough to make any meaningful difference to American farmers, or have those numbers still been very, very low?
Indeed, China has bought some soybeans. They've made some commitments to buy some soybeans, which there's a lot of difference between signing a contract and making a commitment to purchase and actually exporting. So we always view those. I'm from Missouri originally. You have to show me the actual exports. And I think the whole ag sector is kind of in that space right now. So we're excited about those commitments to purchase. Though, to be honest, they pale in comparison to where we were just 2 years ago. So more so than significant market impact, it's more, I think, maybe a commitment of goodwill by the Chinese that we do intend to buy U.S. ag products. We still enjoy U.S. ag products, and we intend to continue this relationship into the future. But As far as making a dent in the hole we've sort of dug for ourselves, it's a teaspoon where we've taken out a shovel of dirt.
That's American Farm Bureau trade economist Veronica Nye speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham at the Illinois Farm Bureau's Farm Income and Innovations Conference yesterday in Normal.